Good morning, Karen. I guess the thing to keep in mind is it was information, not evidence, correct?
Well, that's right. And the result of all of these hearings are not going to be some sort of criminal charge. This is just for everyone to see and to air out what really happened. And obviously, it's going to be up to the Department of Justice as to whether charges will be brought against anybody. And it will be up to the state prosecutors to determine whether there were any laws that were violated.
If the January 6th committee recommends to the Justice Department criminal charges, doesn't it in a way hurt the criminal case, because you could say it's political? I mean, if the January 6th folks want to see the Justice Department go forward with criminal charges here, wouldn't it be best for them to not recommend it? Recommend is not the legal word for it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know, you're right. This whole thing is fraught with politics because, you know, there's all kinds of talk on the internet about, will this, if there are charges against Donald Trump, will that make him a martyr? Will that make people's opinion of him actually soar, because now there's going to be a conspiracy against him and people are going to feel sorry for the fact that he's being prosecuted? So you're right. I think the best thing that they can do, if they really want some sort of prosecution on this matter, is just to present the evidence and let the Department of Justice watch it, which they're doing, and make their own determination as to whether or not charges are appropriate and whether they should be brought.
What's the legal definition of sedition?
Yeah, seditious conspiracy is what you're seeing a lot, and that is basically an agreement with others to use force against the United States. So essentially working with others to overthrow the government or to prevent or hinder or delay the execution of a law of the United States. So the idea would be that President Trump conspired with other groups of people, the Oath Keepers and those groups, to basically stop the counting of the electoral process and to overthrow the government. And, you know, it's a tough charge. It's a tough thing to prove. You have to prove intent. You have to prove that there's a conspiracy and that there was an agreement to move forward. And that's a tough one to prove, and rightly so, because it takes with it 20 years in jail. Although the Department of Justice has charged some of these people, the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, with that very crime.
Some of those far right-wing groups and Capitol rioters, the defendants, have argued that the president told them to storm the Capitol. They were there because the president wanted them to be. How will that play into whether charges are brought?
Well, obviously, if they're saying that, that would be very helpful to a prosecution against Trump. However, from what I have seen in all these prosecutions that have gone on since January 6th, many defendants were using that. They said, listen, the president told me to do it, so it has to be right. And that didn't fly with any court. That defense did not work. So while it may not work for the defendants to get them off the crime, it could potentially be used by a prosecution against Trump to say, listen, these people heard him say, go to the Capitol and commit violence.
What about witness tampering? Is that a hard case to prove or not?
You know, it's interesting. Of all the different crimes that could be charged here, conspiracy to defraud the United States, inciting an insurrection, state election law violation, I think the easiest one to prove would be some sort of obstruction of justice. And when Donald Trump has been calling several of these witnesses who are going to testify at these hearings and is like attempting to tell them what to do and not to do, that is clearly obstruction of justice. Listen, when you're a lawyer and you have a defendant, you don't start calling up witnesses and wanting to talk to them without really risking that tampering with evidence issue. And so he has no filter, apparently, and he doesn't have a lawyer telling him not to do this, or maybe he's not listening to his lawyer. But that presents probably the clearest case of a violation of the law.
Can't Donald Trump say he didn't know that this person was a witness?
Well, when the person has been subpoenaed to testify in these hearings and he's watching the television, he knows who's up next. I think that defense doesn't really go anywhere.
Let's talk about the Highland Park tragedy for a minute here. Could the shooter get the death penalty in this case?
There is no death penalty in Illinois, and so far the charges are state charges, so there is no death penalty. The most he will get is life. However, we've talked about whether or not the federal government could come in and charge him in some kind of terrorist activity, and in that case, the U.S. government, the federal government, does have a death penalty, but again, they rarely do that. They usually just let the state prosecute these kinds of crimes.
What about the father in this case? Is it possible that he could face criminal charges?
It's very difficult to charge a parent for the actions of an adult child. We saw that situation in Michigan school shooting where the child was 15 and the parents allowed the child to have access to a gun when there were clear warnings. And that was different because the kid was 15. In this case, the adult child was older. Although when you sign for a FOID card, and that's what he did, he signed for his son's FOID card, you sign the very last line of that card says, I will be responsible for any damages that are done by the use of the firearm by this minor.
Could they bring a civil case to this?
I'm sorry?
What about a civil case, if not criminal?
Does that go to civil or does that go to criminal? And certainly it goes to civil. So he's going to be held responsible. But really, I mean, how much insurance could he have to cover the deaths of seven people and injuries of 30 more? I think that's not going anywhere. But they rarely bring these kinds of cases for parents of adult children. But in this case, they may want to set a precedent and try to bring those charges.
Attorney at County Law, Karen Conti. Karen, grateful for your insights. And we'll be listening to your show on WGN Radio Sunday afternoon between 3 and 5. Have a good day.
You too.